The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and you're going to hear a recap of some of those conversations. You can listen live any afternoon by downloading the Way FM app or listening at wayfm.com. So at the end of today's podcast, we're going to play a little game to make producer Tom laugh. If you've not heard his laugh yet, you are in for such a treat. It's like addictive. It's hard not to laugh when he's laughing. But we're going to kick off the podcast talking about some ways to battle the heat this summer, because man, did we need them in the studio. One thing you do not want to happen this time of year is for the air conditioner to go out. And yet that is what has happened in the studio at YFM today. We're trying not to be too hot. They've turned on the fan to give us the illusion of cool air, but they're just blowing hot air around.
That's what that is. It's hot air blowing in my face.
And so we need any and all tips to stay cool. And I know most of the U.S. is having a heat wave right now.
Yeah,
I mean, my
sure.
parents are like, we've never seen heat like this, and we don't know what to do. So we need any and all tips to stay a little cooler in here.
You know, my stepmom had a really good tip growing up. When you were really, really hot, you would put your wrist in cold water. So you'd have the faucet running cold water over your wrist.
Something about your wrist affects the rest of your body?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it like hit the blood flow over there, and it felt like it went through your body. It felt really good. And growing up, my stepdad was a stickler on having the air at like 78 degrees.
Oh, snap. I know that. My dad used to do that stuff.
And I lived in Tampa, Florida. It is hot there, and it's 78
so you're
in the house.
Burning up.
I'm dying. So I used what my stepmom
yes.
told me to do.
We're going to do that during this next song. And if you have any tips right now, feel free to let us know.
Well, what you could do if you have a fan is you get some ice, maybe in a bucket, and then you let the fan blow over the ice, which will then be cooler than just the hot air.
So, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
and honestly, it's cheaper than running your AC in the summer. I might try that.
My stepdad would be happy.
You've got to find ways to beat the heat when it gets this hot in the summer. And we're especially trying that today because the air conditioner is broken. I thought they were kidding when they told us that today.
Oh, it's real.
It's so real. They're trying to like turn the fans on in the studio, and we're trying not to sweat. So we're taking any and all suggestions to not die in here.
Yeah, I kind of like what Jason said at the Way FM Afternoons Facebook page. He says you have to drink something hot, whether it's coffee or tea, because it raises the body temperature so it doesn't feel as hot out.
That sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we're going to try it anyways. Listen, we're up for anything. Okay.
We are.
What's his name? Jason?
Jason.
Cheers to you, Jason. We have coffee right now. Let's try it. Super
Cheers.
Hot.
Oh my gosh. This is hot, Joy.
I know. I think I burned my mouth.
Oh, my
Jason?
Tongue.
No, sir. We do not. That's a lie. We're not ever trying that again. Forget you. You can't change some of the situations you're in, but we can change how we think about them. And that's what one of my coworkers was challenging me with today, because my husband is headed out of town. So I am solo parenting all weekend long, which means quality time with my son. But it also means I'm going to get zero rest. My son is in such an intense phase. All he wants to do is wrestle and run. And I don't want to do either of those things. And so I was saying to my coworkers, I don't know what I'm going to do with him all weekend. I don't know how I'm going to tire him out. I don't know how we're going to get through this. And Pastor Chad, actually, who works with wayfm.com and the prayer wall, he said, you need to reframe that. And it's all in how you look at it. So I'm trying now to look at it as, I wonder what kind of sweet memories we can make this weekend. The problem is I still have zero plans. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly
payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Watching the news is so hard right now. I turned it on for literally 2 minutes this morning. I felt the anxiety rising. It went right off. But there is joyful news that you might have missed. I shared a few months ago about the owner of a gas station in Phoenix that even as gas prices started to rise, he was keeping them low. He was actually taking a loss financially because he's selling the gas for cheaper than he paid for it. Well, someone checked back in and he's still doing this. He was selling gas for 10 cents cheaper back then. Now it's 47 cents cheaper. He's taking an even bigger loss. And he said, "This is worth it to me to help people in our small community." Look, if we jump in the car right now, I think we could be there by tomorrow. We'd waste a lot of gas getting the cheaper gas, but I still think it's worth it. Getting in the kitchen to make a meal is so fun for some people, but so challenging for others.
Oh, yeah. So last night, I wasn't even in the kitchen to do anything cooking-wise or this and that. I'm with my son because he tries to get into the cabinets now.
Oh.
So my wife is like, "Hey, since you're here, can you open the can of corn?" And we used to have the old school crank.
Yes.
You know, like you just, it's like a scissor and you kind of put it to the lid. Either way, we got a new electronic can opener.
Oh, you fancy now.
Yeah, but I could not figure this thing out. I'm like trying. It's got like this little magnet and you kind of put it to the lid. And but then where does the can go after that?
You have to get it perfectly under like the little razor. It's not easy.
I couldn't figure it out. And I look over. It's like I feel like I was doing it 5 minutes. I look over and she's just watching me laughing.
And I'm sure your son is also like, "Dad, can you teach me things in the kitchen?" You're like, "Actually, I can't." This is genius, Tom. This is how you'll never have to do anything.
That's good.
I can't even open the can.
I'm scared of the kitchen, so.
You know that person in your life that has such a fun laugh, you always try to make them giggle? Tom doesn't know that person because it's him. See, it is him.
I'm the guy.
On Fridays, we try to make Tom laugh, and we sort of succeeded last time. We got a half laugh. So I'm going to try my hardest today, and then you have a shot, and you could win a WFM prize pack as well.
I'm waiting for someone to make me just, where I can't recover. Because I'll get laughing to where I can't stop.
Like crying?
Yes.
I would love that. I want to hear that sound. Okay, here's my joke for today.
All right.
Why is Jesus not allowed in jewelry stores?
This is going to be good. I don't know, Joy, why?
Because he breaks every chain. Breaks every chain. Is that even the tune?
That's good.
I feel like I got a pity laugh, like a tiny bit
of
one.
It started out as a pity, but it was getting real.
I tried to sell it. See, look, and now he's laughing for real. Okay, if you have a better joke, which I'm sure you do, I did not deliver that well. This is your moment to shine.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Ooh. To get to the other side? Why?
No. Because!
You even got Joy laughing.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.